Good morning, Ariel. Today is Monday, 12th of August, and right now it's partly cloudy and fresh after early morning shower on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with a chance of rain, then chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the afternoon. Temperatures between low 27 to high 32, with the heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 40%. For later on, they predict overcast with the thunderstorms and with winds from southwest at 10 to 20 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 90% with the rainfall amounts near 21.8 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 71 and it will drop on 62% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 26%. On Thursday, 15 of August, on Sri Aurobindo's birthday, will be at the Mata Mandir Amphitheater a collective meditation with a dawn fire. The fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. But we can also join Udayam for their 4th anniversary and Independence Day celebration. Udayam Educational and Cultural Center in Kottakkarai, Ambedkar Nagar, will celebrate its 4-year anniversary and Indians Independence Day on Thursday, 15th of August. We can bring our friends and family and join them for community games and sports, their annual Kolam competition and an evening of dance and theater performance by Kottakkarai's children and youth. For more information and direction, you can contact Palani on 944-353-5172 or Raj at 958-520-7962. And here's the schedule of the event. At 8 a.m. until noon, celebration kickoff with flag hoisting and national anthem, women's Kolam competition and community games. At 10 a.m. inauguration of the drinking water station. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. open sport, and at 6:30 p.m. cultural program with children's dance and youth theater. Tomorrow and after tomorrow between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and between 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Sakar in Pondi Ashram, and Orville devotees recount the mother's guidance in their day-to-day life at the occasion of centenary year of the mother's first arrival. For this occasion, Sakar offers its homage, I have seen the mother. On Wednesday at 7:45 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to a poetry evening with Monica Modi with poems of love and travel. On the Saturday, 17th of August, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we can see Romeo and Juliet, a play by the Avang Theatre Group. The play unfolds many questions in the context of structure, of relationship, choice, innocence, revenge and hatred. A certain sense of incompleteness pervades within each character when he endeavors to transform his fantasy into a reality. This in turn makes the character fall into the trap of Queen Map that leads the direction of the play. But tomorrow at Multimedia Center in Town Hall from 3:45 to 6 p.m. we can listen again to presentation of water and land use by Gilles Bolicot and Suhasini Ayer. First, Gilles will present a water for 45 minutes, followed by 15 minutes of questions, and then Suhasini will present on the land use plan for 45 minutes, followed by 15 minutes of questions, and we will have 15 to 20 minutes for more questions to them both and brainstorming regarding follow-up. On 15th of August at 10:30 a.m., our creation would be proud to have our presence on the opening day of their temporary new site, Our Creation, CSB Blockyard, Office Complex, located between Bharat Nivas, KK Bharatipuram and the Tamil Heritage Center. La Piscina is organizing a special swimming event, like a kind of marathon for the pool, swimmathon. The event would last 12 hours and the aim is that each of the 5 lanes must have at least one swimmer swimming for at least half an hour, so that the pool always has 5 swimmers swimming during the 12-hour event. But if you're tired, you can walk in the water or just do small swimming motions. You don't even need to know how to swim, but you must be in a lane for a half an hour more if you feel like. You may swim as a family if you wish, or even sign up for several swims, like in an afternoon and at night. A spreadsheet is provided at the pool reception so that you may sign up for the time at which you want to swim and also for how long. You may come back several times. If someone who has a reserved slot does not show up, the lane leader will have to replace the person. The first and the last half an hour of the event, the lane leader will swim in the lane. The event starts at 12 noon on Saturday, 17th of August, and finishes on Saturday, 17th of August at midnight. They are also saying that we can bring our children because they will make sure that the babies will be babysat and taken care of while we will swim. It's supposed to be a fun event for all ages and abilities, and everyone can join, have fun and spread the awareness about the importance of swimming. And it will be nice to swim at night with the lights. Tea, coffee and light snacks will be provided for the little snack area at the entrance. The working committee and Auroville Foundation remind us on Auroville ID cards with the last call. For those who haven't yet got their Auroville ID cards done, here's a reminder for the second phase of issuing ID cards, which will last up to Friday, 16th of August. They're asking us to bring a proof of our full name, date of birth and blood group, optional to facilitate the process. And a reminder, those who got their ID cards done and have not picked them up during the first phase are asked to collect them immediately at Aurora's desk at the Foundation office. Those with pending correction are asked to submit the documents without further delays, including the ones that have already picked up their ID cards. And those who are in the process of redoing their ID card and they are not satisfied with their photo can come and take new picture in the afternoon. But we have to keep in mind that ID photos will be taken only in the afternoon between 2 to 4 p.m. from Monday to Friday. And we can contact them on Foundation office at 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning and from 2 to 4 in the afternoon from Monday to Friday. And for Saturday and Sunday is also schedule another event, which is called Handmade Radio Art, and is a collaborative lab on conceiving a handmade sound work following the rules of techniques of early radio days. This workshop will introduce the participants to the principles of handmade radio with exercises that explore distance and proximity to the microphone by using only voices and bodies. It will be held in Kripa on Saturday between 9 a.m. to 1 and on Sunday between 2:30 to 6 p.m. and live performance in Kripa again on Sunday evening at 8 to 8:30 p.m. And Baskets for Busy People is a new service of food links starting from Sri Aurobindo's birthday week. And they are saying that in addition to the bulk supply service to our community kitchens, restaurants, produce and etc., Food Link is offering a new service to assist Auroville households to get their share of fresh farm products, especially for those with a busy working schedule. So how it will work? Between 9:45 a.m. and 11 a.m., we can call Gino at Food Link on 9486268030, and he will inform us what fresh fruits and vegetables are available. We will make our choice and have our basket ready as set aside until we pick it up until 3 p.m. latest. And for greatest ease, we have option of setting up a Food Link account. This allows us to avoid single transfers for every pickup but transferring a bulk amount of our choice. And their tally system keeps track of our balance, which we can view or get printed out at any time. The account will be also filled up for our in-kind maintenance scheme. This service will start today onward. Due to the holidays of 15th of August, the next issue of News and Notes, number 510, which is supposed to be dated August 17, will be delivered on Monday, 19th of August. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen Sri Aurobindo's vision of the future and of the his five dreams, a film presented by our films of Sri Aurobindo Society. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m., we can see an Indian horror romance thriller, Once There Was a Witch, which was made in India in 2013 by director Kanan Iyer. And tomorrow at 8 p.m., they will screen an Italian crime drama romance, The Best Offer, which was made in Italy in 2013 by Giuseppe Tornatore. And on Wednesday we can indulge ourselves in a cultural movie on a ballet, Le Sacre du Printemps, a constitution of Nijinsky choreography in 1913 in Russia. It was made in 2008 by director Denis Kayochi. It is only in the divine that we can find perfect peace and total satisfaction, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on ourradio.org.